March 15, Jesus holds us fast. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. John 10:27 and 28. In the courts above, Christ is pleading for his church, pleading for those for whom he has paid the redemption price of his blood. Centuries, ages can never lessen the efficacy of his atoning sacrifice. Neither life nor death, height nor depth can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus, not because we hold him so firmly, but because he holds us so fast. If our salvation depended on our own efforts, we could not be saved, but it depends on the one who is behind all the promises. Our grasp on him may seem feeble, but his love is that of an elder brother. So long as we maintain our union with him, no one can pluck us out of his hand. Jesus, precious Jesus, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty. Exodus 34, 6 and 7. Oh, how privileged we are that we may come to Jesus just as we are and cast ourselves upon his love. We have no hope but in Jesus. He alone can reach us with his hand to lift us up out of the depths of discouragement and hopelessness and place our feet upon the rock. Although the human soul may cling to Jesus with all the desperate sense of his great need, Jesus will cling to the souls bought by his own blood with a firmer grasp than the sinner clings to him. I'd read this over and over again. It is so full of assurance. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 4:14-16. What a Savior we have, a risen Savior, one who can save all who come unto him.